now, I think.
All right.
Kelly, is that you?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, although I wasn't sure about calling in after stopping the nude sunbather comment.
Well, I wondered if you heard that.
Yeah, long time listener now.
I mean, do you need more than a face mask? Because as a health professional, Kelly, do you think you probably need more than a face mask?
I'm not touching this one.
Neither are they if they know what's good for them.
By the way, we're being joined by IU Health Frankfurt President Kelly Braverman as part of our WILO Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times that we do every morning here at 8:45. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Where are we at right now? We're still about the same as we were, but where are we now?
You know, I think, personally, I feel like we're at a hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
And I worry a little bit that people are getting a little stir-crazy. And I understand that because our household is as well. But it's working. And so that's you know, what we've got our fingers crossed for. But stay in place. Please listen to the governor. And I'm a little worried for what's yet to come. But the things that we can control, I'm glad to see people are controlling.
What about the one thing that I've kind of heard mixed signals on this is the warmer weather. What will it do or won't it do with your body with this virus? Have you know of anything of what it will or won't do as of right now?
Biologically, I do not know. I think my worry is that the warmer weather pulls people outside,
mm-hmm.
and gives them a desire to be doing other things than staying put. But as far as the virus goes, I don't know that there is any conclusive data out there yet.
Okay. Well, according to the WTHR this morning, the U.S. projected peak is supposed to come Sunday. Is that kind of what you've heard, or do you think it'll be pretty much next or a little later on for us?
As far as the United States, I'm not sure. I know that we have got additional modeling being done, probably as I speak. The latest that I've been hearing is closer to 1 to 2 weeks from now. But, you know, it's modeling. It's not definite. And a lot it depends on how well people stay put.
With everything that's gone, of course, and all, you know, what's the difference? I guess the question I've got, because when it gets warmer for me, my sinuses and my allergies kind of kick in. So what really is the difference between somebody maybe having a sinus or allergy attack as compared to the coronavirus? What's the main difference?
Well, I am not a clinician, Ken, as you know.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry about that.
I don't want to give any advice out there, but I am personally an allergy sufferer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm able to breathe just fine with my allergies, right?
Yeah.
Snuffy. But, you know yourself best. If you feel like something is off, please call your primary care provider or call our hotline. We have free, the virtual hub. Those are the clinical professionals. They will walk you through your symptoms, ask you questions, and they will guide you in the right direction. And if they feel that you need in-person follow-up care, they will help coordinate that for you.
There was also a thing I just saw this morning, and I can't find it right this second, actually, but I know what it said, is that the corona particles can now hang in the air longer than suspected. Have you heard that? And if so, what do you think does that change anything we should or shouldn't do?
I don't know. I had not read that yet. I just know that, we listen to our infection prevention specialists, and we know that by taking the precautions that the CDC has given us, those will definitely keep helping people protect themselves and others.
How far along is testing coming for not only for you guys, but for everybody around us that you are aware of?
I think every day we make advances in the country on what tests are available, how fast those tests get results back, and the quantity of tests out there. IU Health is no different. So I think in the last show that you had me on, we talked about how IU Health is able to test its own, and we are ramping that up every day, trying to produce a higher and higher volume so that we are able to test the additional patients and team members.
Did you see the health department's thing late yesterday afternoon that says The state health commissioner is now going to order enhanced reporting of COVID-19 test results and deaths. Did you see that yesterday afternoon late?
No. What did it say?
It says here, Indiana State Department of Health late yesterday announced new reporting requirements for laboratories and congregate living facilities as part of their state's ongoing response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The goal is to improve data collection and help ISDH and local health departments more quickly deploy all necessary resources to help limit the spread of the disease. And, excuse me, and went on further to say laboratories must report all negative COVID-19 test results within 24 hours. All long-term facilities, jails, prisons, and other congregate housing facilities must report positive COVID test results for all patients, residents, offenders, and employees within 24 hours of receiving a positive result. And then all long-term facilities, jails, prisons, and other congregate housing facilities are required to report any COVID-19-related deaths or suspected COVID-19-related deaths of patients, residents, offenders, or employees to ISDH within 24 hours of the facility's knowledge of the death. That's kind of a nutshell.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to me, and I think it will to the listeners. If you think about where our risk factors are, not only just you've got a group of people in a small area, that if one of them gets it, it would be much easier to spread. And, you know, you look at those populations, especially the long-term care facilities, that is generally the older generation. And more susceptible to potentially more severe reactions to having corona. And so, you know, anything we can do, in my mind, to focus attention on those long-term care facilities and jails to keep them clean, get them what they need, help them with social distancing if there's any way, make sure that their own team members that are going in there are safe and healthy so they aren't vectors to spread. That's going to be important, because if you have a nursing home or a jail that ends up having its own micro outbreak, that is still really going to impact the ability of the local hospitals to take that surge. That's a lot of people in a very short amount of time.
That's so right.
Whatever we can do to keep those groups safe and healthy, it is going to be that ounce of prevention, the pound of cure, old adage.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add or any advice you want to give people besides stay put and, keep your distance?
I would like to also say that during this time, healthcare can seem scary. Now's the time to lean on your healthcare provider. If you think you have something, you know your own body, listen to it. If something sounds like or feels off, call your provider. Call the virtual hub. Don't assume. If you need to get into an emergency room, those hubs can get you into the right place. If they feel you need to get into a primary care provider, they can get you into the right place. Lean on your healthcare providers. The hospitals are open. We just want to make sure you really need to be here.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Mental health, do what you can to stay positive, I think you guys, I teased you a little bit in here about the sunbathers,
right.
But that gives a chuckle, right?
It
brings people some levity, and I think we all need that right now, and so a sense of humor and a good positive outlook are going to do wonders.
Okay. Kelly, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and everybody at IU Health, and stay safe if you would, please.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. All right. Bye-bye. That was Kelly Braverman, who is the IU Health Frankfurt president, giving us a talk about Leading in Uncertain Times, which is co-sponsored by us and by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. Yes, sir.
I did not ask her about this, and I'm wondering if for that matter, if you've seen anything about this, but do you get a sense with COVID-19 that it's like, okay, so you know how like when AIDS was a
right.
big concern in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't really that people were dying of AIDS, but they were dying of whatever infection came as a result of the immune, so you had people dying of pneumonia or sarcomas or whatever. I'm wondering if, because I'm hearing a lot of stuff about, like, for example, with John Prine, the singer-songwriter passing, that he had COVID-19, but it was pneumonia.
Right.
Do you get a sense that
yes.
there are overlapping
yes.
issues in those?
Very much so. Because the thing of it is like, you know, first of all, I've said this very publicly, and I'll say this again. Two things. Number one, the doctors really don't know what this is. Totally. Mm-hmm. They're saying upper respiratory for the most part, which is, okay, that could be flu, mm-hmm. cold, whatever. And number two, they really don't have a cure for it. So what we're saying is we really don't know how to treat something that we have because there is a quote, there supposedly isn't one, unquote.
Well, it's one of the reasons that I'm wondering about the hydroxychloroquine thing that the Trump administration has been talking about. I'm wondering if it's not that it's curing the COVID, but it's curing other conditions that are springing up as a result, which means that your body can then fight off
right.
the COVID on its
mm-hmm.
own.
I think you're right. I think that's happening.
I'm no virologist, but it seems like that would be a logical. If you beat down the pneumonia, then the bronchitis is easier to deal with, or yeah. something like that.
Are you? You make up a new word there, virologist,
virusemologist,
okay,
something like that. Masseuse. Let's say masseuse.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
work.
You already went that way. Go to Czechoslovakia. We need to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, Clinton County Daily News, along with Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, our Dentate Dental, along with Slabby's Food and Freedom. We'll be right back.